The Man on the Wire. On the morning of August 7, 1974, people in Lower Manhattan looked up and saw something impossible. A man walking on a wire strung between the tops of the Twin Towers, a quarter mile above the street. He wasn't falling. He was dancing. His name was Philippe Petit, a French street performer who had been obsessed with the towers since he first saw a drawing of them in a magazine years earlier. He spent 6 years planning. He studied engineering so he could figure out how to rig the cable. He made friends with people who worked in the towers and snuck up to the roof again and again to scout the location. The night before the walk, his team hid in the towers after closing time and used a bow and arrow to shoot a fishing line between the buildings, then pulled heavier and heavier ropes until they could haul across the steel cable. At 7:15 in the morning, Petit stepped onto the wire. For 45 minutes, he walked back and forth between the towers, 1,350 feet above the ground, with no net and no harness. He didn't just walk. He lay down on the wire. He knelt. He saluted the watching crowds and the police who were waiting to arrest him. When he finally stepped off, the police handcuffed him, but even they seemed amazed. The judge sentenced him to perform a free wire walk in Central Park for children. He had seen two towers and imagined a line between them, and then he spent 6 years turning that vision into something real.